The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 224, Operation Trident.
Korski's coming here? Already? I thought nothing was going to happen until his charges were dropped.
Evidently, Jag doesn't feel there's enough new evidence to try him, so his orders went through.
I can only imagine what Scarlet's reaction was.
Whatever you imagine, double it.
We're going to really have to step things up on our end. I wonder if Pierman can arrange for us to stay longer than planned.
I'll check with him on that. In the meantime, Sam, you need to somehow press Bishop for details.
The last thing a Hongan operative wants is another one getting into his business.
Yeah, but with your record, don't you think he might take advice from you? Especially if you find something that he's doing wrong.
I'll work on it. But he seems to be doing everything right.
Well, if he says something like that to you, then tell him you made him out as a Hongan the first time you met him. I don't know, you're the Hongan. Figure something out.
All right, but I can't press too much, or he'll abort his mission.
We'll do what we can on this end, Jim, but whatever you can do would really help.
We're following up on the two Hongans who jumped me and Pappy. I'll let you know something as soon as we get a breakthrough.
All right, we'll watch for Korski's arrival. We'll figure something out.
All right, good luck.
Well, what do you think about Press and Bishop?
As your people say, it's a slippery slope.
Let's think about this. You've already established with Bishop your connection to Hank, right?
Yeah. I told him Hank was being careless, so I had to step in.
Now, what connection do we have between Hank's case and Bishop's?
Korski.
Hank's local, as you call them, was Scarlet. She was promised by Hank that they would get her parents' killers brought to justice. That's why she's helped him.
All I need to do is meet Bishop when he is with Korski. I can play the what a coincidence card. I know of a Colonel Korski and Scarlet.
I'm sure you'll come up with something. I suppose we should actually continue our inspection here.
You're right. Okay, grass cut, check. Okay, that's enough work for this morning. Time for breakfast.
Oh, brother.
Mercury, you're clear for one-way 36. Altimeter 2996, winds are calm.
Roger, 2996. Mercury on final, 36.
Mercury, what are your intentions?
Requesting taxi to temporary parking. We'll be refiling for Titan 3.
Mercury, taxi Juliet Echo Delta India to temporary parking.
Copy, Juliet Echo Delta India.
I have just received communications from Boldivar.
Please read back.
Unable to set a date and time for your meeting with Drachmar. Suggest you concentrate your search on Titan 3 until then.
That's not very encouraging news.
More follows.
Please continue.
Agent Tony Simon and Agent Matthew Slane, along with Probation Officer Lenora, are en route. Agent Simon will contact Drachmar. Expect arrival in 2 days. That is all.
2 days? Are they serious? What do we do now?
Well, Cap, I understand they have some nice little shops here.
I'm not spending the next 2 days shopping, that's for sure.
The 2 days doesn't concern me as much as the fact that Lenora is returning. It wasn't that long ago we were arresting her.
I know about Tony Simon, but who's this Slane bloke?
I know him. A while back, there was an attempt by Rage to build a powerful EMP cannon that would fire from orbit. It would have knocked out all of Planet 310's communications. Slane commanded one of the IDF teams that took them out.
This concerns me.
How's that? Are you worried about Agent Simon taking over? You might lose your bounty.
No, my bounty is guaranteed. Like Gabby here, what concerns me is the return of Lenora.
From what I saw at Death River, I wouldn't be worried about her turning on us.
I think what Jaffra is alluding to is that Lister has quite a score to settle with Lenora.
Yeah, well, I have a score to settle myself. Let's not forget that Lister isn't our only target. He just happens to be going in the same direction as Hanukkah.
Not to worry. Hanukkah and the recovery of Wi-Fi's circuit board is still top priority. I don't believe he has enough support to rally Rage.
And I think you're right about that. From what you told us, neither he nor Wi-Fi garnished enough support to rally the troops.
So what makes you think that Hanukkah would have more influence than Lister?
Number one, Lister's been in prison twice, and number two, all those in his inner circle turned on him.
Hanukkah has Wi-Fi circuits. If he can harness that power, he'll have greater influence. And only he and his guard know that Wi-Fi is dead.
Except for us, of course.
And which ones would Rage believe? Their former leader or the IDF? Since everything has been put on hold for a couple of days, should I request extended parking?
Request extended parking for 2 days. As for the rest of you, let's make use of this time to search Titan City. We can split up into our two groups. Maybe we'll get lucky.
We weren't able to get a lot done over the weekend. Lenora left for Martin State and met Tony and Matthew. The three of them departed for Boldabar and then on to Titan IV. Jim, Kelly, Scarlet, and I continued to research Korski and Bishop. Mr. Thornton was able to determine Korski's reporting date to Joint Base San Antonio. We notified Garrett and Sam. All of this was good police work, but I wanted to be on the stip with Lenora, headed to Titan. Lister was the one who nearly ended my life. My career was put on hold because of him. The thought that I couldn't go after him did not sit well with me.
Hey, slugger, a penny for your thoughts.
A penny wouldn't be enough.
Ooh, that deep, huh?
Jim, does it look like there's something wrong with me?
Well, other than the fact you eat like a rabbit and you're moping around about something, no, you look fine.
Moping?
Listen, Kate, we were partners a long time. I can tell when something's bothering you, just like you can read me. So, what's up?
It's really not this case so much. Yeah, it's frustrating, but what case isn't? I just feel like I've been grounded. As a former aviator, you know how that feels.
That bad, huh? As for being grounded, yeah, that's absolutely right. That's why you're not headed to Titan. I like to go myself, but I've been grounded because of this case. We gotta make the best of it, Kate. Give it a little more time. I'll go to bat for you with Pierman. You'll be back out there in no time.
You really think so? I think I've proven myself already. I don't know what they're waiting on.
Oh, why do you think they pulled you off the Parks case? They wanted you in the IDF. They value you a lot. You know, it's like a great pitcher of a quarterback. You get benched for a sore elbow and you tell them the next day you feel fine. Well, somebody's going to check on your elbow and make sure you're 100% ready to go next time. They're not going to risk losing their quarterback or having him re-injure herself.
You in sports. I know. I get the picture. But I know myself better than they do. I feel fine. I'm 100% ready. It's just frustrating.
Case getting you down there, Agent Hulk.
Hey, Mr. Thornton. Not the case, just the red tape concerning my medical issues.
Well, I can see both sides of that. On one hand, you know yourself and what you're capable of. They just want to make sure that you're ready to go. You should take that as a compliment. You're a valuable asset to them.
I know all of that, but it really doesn't help. So what do you have for us?
Send this information to Garrett. It's Korski's PCS orders. It has the reporting time, building number he's to report to, and his unit. He should be everything they need.
Excellent. I'll get this right out to them.
We thought we heard someone talking. How are you, Mr. Thornton?
Just fine. I brought Korski's travel orders so Barnes here could send them to Garrett and Sam.
So, when does he arrive?
By 1600 today. That'll be 5 p.m. our time.
Well, at least we'll have the two main players in the same place.
Yeah, the two mystery men. I hope Sam can find out something useful.
We actually came in to tell you what we found.
I hope it's good news.
Yeah, how about, we've located your two assailants?
Located? As in, You know where to find them?
As in, you are absolutely correct.
Then why are we standing around? I think it's time to jump into action.
Well?
And don't you dare say that I need to stay back and answer the phone.
I wouldn't think of it.
I've had some interesting trips in my time, but nothing like the last 2 days.
It has been quite an adventure, I must say.
First, we took a short stip ride to Martin State.
And then you picked me up for a hop through the portal to Martin Central, where we boarded the Deep Space Stip for a nice 18-hour ride.
And you can include a golf cart ride to the controller room back before boarding a transport to here.
Now, what are we about to board?
This shuttle train will take us from the airport to downtown Titan.
Stand clear of the doors.
I certainly hope the controller was able to get us an audience with the governor.
Drachmar and I have history.
Knowing him, that could be good or bad.
I'm quite curious to how you'll be received. From what I know, you and Drachmar were not on the best of terms.
That's an understatement. I transported Lister to his trial, but he never made it. We managed to escape, and I'm sure he lost faith with his people.
Which is precisely why you'll be joining up with Jaffra when we reach the station. Negotiations will be delicate as it is.
Yeah, I can see how it could get a little sticky.
That's putting it mildly. You'll probably jail us all.
I think you're right about that, Agent Slane.
Arriving at destination, please stand clear of the doors. Please watch your step.
You see this Jaffra fella?
Just look for an extremely tall man clad in bright purple.
And that would be him right there.
And you would be correct.
Yep.
Jaffra, we meet again.
Agent Tony Simon, good to see you again. Lenora, unusual to see you again.
Last time we met, we were on different sides, and you were arresting me.
Things have changed for the better. I'm glad you're here to assist us.
This is my assistant, Matthew Slane.
Matthew.
Pleasure to meet you. I must say, if I was on the other side of the law and saw you, I'd just give up.
I certainly wish all my bounties felt that way.
Where's the rest of your crew?
We'd received orders from the controller prior to your arrival to stand down. We were to await your arrival while he continued to negotiate with Drachmar.
I will be going to the governor's palace. I'm pretty sure he'll see me.
I certainly hope you can cut through this ridiculous red tape. I think all of this is just to display his power.
And you would be absolutely correct. He wants to make us wait and see him on his terms.
And the rest of your crew?
Tamnate and Liam are aboard the Mercury. Gabby, Jomak and Mark are on their way to Titan 3.
I know Tam, Gabby and Nate. Who are the others?
Gabby calls them kangaroos, if that helps.
Australians? Really? Where you meet them?
The short version is that their ship was hijacked by Bella and Wi-Fi. We rescued them.
Bella? I thought she was done for. Did you arrest her?
She's not going to be bothering anyone for a while.
So where are we headed to now?
I have transportation here. We'll go back to the ship and make plans from there.
It will be good to be on board the Mercury.
It will be quite different for me.
How so?
The last time I was on board, I was in the brig.
Well, I assure you, Lenora, this time you're going first class.
I'd forgotten the smell of this place. Ugh.
Well, this certainly isn't anything like Titan 4.
Are you sure we're in the right place?
Trust me, this is the right place.
So where do we even start?
There's a trading store not too far from here. It was once operated by a man named Brady.
What happened to him?
We caught him conspiring with Xandu, a sort of warlord in this area. They were arrested and tried for treason. The man who runs it now helped us bring both of them down.
Can we totally trust this guy?
As long as you have enough monetary units. Other than that, no.
And you think he'll help us?
The guy's a weasel, but he'll turn on anyone for the right price. So to answer your question, He'll help us, or he'll taste the business end of my M19.
Now, why would you think either Lister or Haneke would come here opposed to Titan IV?
The IDF presence on Titan IV is more concentrated than here. We were lucky to catch a ride on that transport from there. They come here only once a lunar cycle, about every 34 of our days back home.
So, there's more than a haven of rest atmosphere here. They can blend in better, as it were.
Kind of like the Nazis moving to South America and blending in after the war. It's the same here. People know, but they don't ask questions. Here we are.
This should be interesting.
Welcome, friends. How can I... You! Listen, I thought we were even. What does the IDF want now?
I think you know.
Who are these two?
Jomak and Marco. The three of us work for Jaffa now.
Jaffa the Bounty Hunter. Look, I've been clean since you left. If it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't have captured Lord Zokar or Lyster. So I take it you three are bounty hunters too?
And you would be correct.
I'm not sure what you did for IDF, but I trust Gabby. And if she says you know why we're here, then I suggest you start talking.
You might want to do what he says. This is a guy you don't want to have on your bad side.
Listen, friend, this woman here can tell you that I cooperated with the IDF.
And it was appreciated. That's why we're back. We're looking for some IDF fugitives. One you know well, Lister.
But I saw you arrest him. He's in Boldabar Prison, along with Lord Zokar, the one you call Wi-Fi.
Lister recently escaped from Boldabar Prison. We have reason to believe he came to Titan III. This is the only place in the galaxy that would welcome him. He should have had at least six other Rage members with him.
And as for Zokar, he was lured to Kali by Bella after she freed him from that lunar penal colony.
Bella, you say? Well, she can lure me any day.
I think you changed your mind when she went to cut off your head and remove biocircuitry from your brain.
Bella did that?
Without so much, even as a blink. Wi-Fi, however, or what was left of him, was stolen by a man named Haneke. Have you heard of him?
He was the leading general under Zokar and Lyster. Why are you looking for him here?
We think Haneke is on Titan IV right now, seeking asylum with Drakmar. We also think that he will eventually try to team up with Lyster and form an alliance.
Then what do you want with me?
I know that anyone who passes through here will come to this store. You have your finger on the pulse of Titan III. Nothing can get in or out of here without you knowing about it.
Hey, I didn't know anything about you guys coming.
And yet... here we stand before you. Now, what do you know about Lister or Haneke?
I haven't heard anything, I swear.
You didn't know anything last time until the IDF waved monetary units under your nose.
With all due respect, I can't have three IDF bounty hunters coming in here looking for answers. I have a reputation to protect, and this is bad for business.
And this M19 can be bad for your health.
Listen, don't want any trouble. If I could help you, I would.
Well, I suppose you could wing him in the shoulder.
Nah, I think the leg would be more convincing.
I don't think I'll have to shoot KL here. I'm sure I can convince him to cooperate with us.
Look, I told you, I haven't heard any rumors about Lyster or this other fugitive.
Haneke.
Yeah, whatever. But if I do hear something, you'll be the first to know.
I'm counting on it. We'll be back.
Garrett.
Hey, Wayne, Jim, did you get the itinerary from Thornton?
Yeah, I got it right here. It looks like he reports today.
Good. We're hoping that Sam can get closer to Bishop and maybe find out what's going on. By the way, where are you right now? Sounds a little noisy.
It's early morning, and I'm with Sam. Where do you think I am?
Well, let me take a wild guess. Early morning, you're with Sam, and I think I hear a fork attacking a fleet. So I'd say someplace to eat.
You're a brilliant detective, Barnes, but it doesn't take one to figure that out. What's going on there?
Look, the reason I really called. Can you put me on speaker, or are there too many people around?
Hold on, I got a Bluetooth piece here. I can give one bud to Sam. Let me get that connected first. All right, do you have me?
Loud and clear. How about me?
Perfect. I have a separate mic device. I'm going to pass it to Sam.
Hey, Jim, I heard you.
Okay, I got you too. I wanted to let you both know that we finally tracked down the two Honglins who attacked me and Pappy.
That's great. Are you going to take them down?
We're setting up the operation now. Hopefully, we'll be able to get something out of them.
Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up on that. When a Honkin fails his mission, you do him a favor by taking him out. Maybe if you separated them, you can play them against each other.
We plan on doing just that.
Do you know if they've been active since the attack?
It seems that they've gone dormant on us.
My guess is that they are assimilating back into the population. Now that Korski is gone, they have completed their mission and will become sleepers until their next mission.
Well, the only sleeping they'll be doing is in one of our IDF-controlled prisons.
Good luck with the bust. I hope you get those two.
But be careful. When cornered, these guys might fight to the death rather than face being captured.
We're approaching this with great caution. Good luck on your end, too.
Thanks.
Those two will never surrender. Even I tried to fight to the death, but they made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
It didn't involve a horse's head, did it?
No. I don't like horse.
No, I mean, never mind.
You gonna eat those pancakes?
This is a pretty modern city compared to some on other planets. It looks a lot like back home.
Yes, but it stops there. Just go into any restaurant here and you'll realize it's nothing like home.
It all depends on how you were raised. I had little adjusting to do when I moved to your planet.
Jaffra, I've rarely seen you eat. A big guy like you, one would expect you'd have a pretty big appetite.
I've acclimated myself to adapt to my surroundings. As a bounty hunter, I have to be able to live off the land. If it has nutrition, I'll eat it, dead or alive.
I hope I'm never stranded in the mountains with you.
Not to worry, Captain Tam. My species can survive for a long time without food or water.
I see the governor's palace up ahead.
It doesn't look like much of a palace.
When I was a child, Rage captured the city and turned the hotel into their headquarters.
So instead of giving it back to the people after the war, the local government took it over?
Yes. Drachmar lives in the penthouse, while other government officials have luxury suites.
What I've seen of local housing, this reminds me of the old feudal system.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
So, how do you want to do this, Tony?
I think it best if just Jaffra and I go to meet Drachmar. Lenora, do you have any suggestions as to where you, Tam, and Agent Slane could wait for us?
The cafe on the corner. They cater to different worlds. I think we'll be fine there. We might even be able to get some information on Lister.
All right, then. You three wait there while Jaffra and I go in.
If you're not back within an hour, we'll come looking for you.
Do you think the governor will see us?
I made a call before we left. He's supposed to be expecting us. Tony, Simon and Jaffra for Governor Drachmar. He's expecting us.
Tony, Simon, we meet again. I see you brought the bounty hunter Jaffra with you.
Yes. Thank you for seeing us, Governor.
Delighted. Guards. Arrest them.
As Drachmar double-crossed Agent Simon and Jaffra, will Gabby's team have any luck tracking down their fugitives on Titan 3? And will Garrett's team get closer to solving the Korski case? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Titan Trouble.